Do I have a shadow here? I do. Where are the other children? Are you coming up? Come on. Storytelling isn't storytelling without children involved. Good. Come on. You will know that the draftsman of this church in 1894 was Bernard Maybeck. In his old age, extremely well-known worldwide. Here, unknown. He came here from the East as an architect trained in Paris, but he didn't have an architectural firm. He didn't have the engineers around him and all of that. So he hired out as a draftsman for A. Page Brown, who was the architect of record for this church. The church was finished, drawings by Maybeck. Then his career went on. He designed houses here and in Berkeley, Bay Area. And two things that caught the attention of the world, the Palace of Fine Arts in the marina and the Christian Science Church in Berkeley, that were considered unsurpassed masterpieces. And so, in 1951, when he was 91, the American Institute of Architects contacted him and said, "We are honoring you with the highest award in the world, the Gold Medal of Honor." That was awarded. It was seen by the architects in Berkeley. They had never seen one. There had been no one in the Bay Area even considered for it before that time. And at 90-some years of age, he was awarded that. But everyone saw it that should see it, they said in the Maybeck family, their daughter-in-law told me. The people that should see it saw it. And I said, "But where is it?" No one knew. It had disappeared. It had been forgotten because 4 years later, well, 3 years later, his wife Annie left this world. And then a year after that, he did at 95. No one could remember where the medal was. And I kept asking, "Where is it? I want to see it. I will not leave you alone until you find it." They looked in safety deposit boxes and hunted in the Maybeck houses. No trace of it. I said, "Mrs. Maybeck would have put it away. Figure out where." Well, then the daughter-in-law left this world at 95, as well as Maybeck, 95. And a few days later, I got a call from Maybeck's one of the granddaughters, the twins, saying, "John, something has been found that will interest you immensely." "Is it gold?" "It is gold. Solid gold." "Ah, tell me." They were then preparing the house for restoration work. And they moved in the downstairs bedroom on that hillside house. They moved a big cabinet away from the wall, the workmen did. And what did they find but a door? No doorknob, just a latch in that paneled wall. They opened it, and inside was old clothing from, they said, donkeys years ago. I said, "But what else?" And then on the right side of the room was the basis for the fireplace, concrete. The whole wall was concrete with a metal door. They couldn't open it. Nobody knew where the key was. So they called a locksmith who came and opened the door. They found other drawings and things of Maybeck that had not been seen for 46 years. "But what else?" I said, "Well, because you had to be down on your knees to get in a little space. It was a fireplace safe in case of fire in the hills in Berkeley." They found the cabinet or the container for the family silver, real silverware, that had turned the color of smoke. It had oxidized. But when they lifted that up, What did they find under it? A black jewelry box, square. Took it out and opened it. And they are nestled in a box built for this, the Gold Medal of Honor. It had not been seen by the world for 46 years. Mrs. Maybeck had passed away, forgot to tell them. I was asked to come and see it. Someone drove me to a Maybeck house where I sat and held that in my hand and looked at it, about 3.5 inches in diameter and very thick on the edge, not thin like a coin, thick. And on the obverse was a figure sculpted that I don't remember what it signified. On the reverse was the reason it was given. This was done by a jeweler in solid gold. But I asked the granddaughter, Cherry Maybeck Knittler, where's your grandfather's name? Look on the edge. And it had been hand-etched, Bernard Ralph Maybeck, around the edge. The care to do this. And I sat looking at it and thinking, what does this represent really? No matter what anybody said, what does it, in the back of my mind, say? It tells me that Maybeck was honored in his old age by something he learned here when he was new in architecture. He was influenced by the high thinking, simple living of the founding pastor here, Reverend Worcester. It carried him to the end and was honored. I thought, well, well, well. And finally, someone said, Bernard Maybeck deserved the Gold Medal of Honor. But my reaction was, no, the Gold Medal of Honor deserved Bernard Maybeck. That's all for today. See you next time. Yep. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Here's my shadow.
Yes.
I'll see your kids later. Thank you.